yet fun.
Doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You were wondering when that train was finally going to get here. I was away last week. It is time for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Music of the 78 RPM era, the era of the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting from Charleston to bebop. My name is Charles Burnham. I'll be your host for the next hour and a half. It's going to be a potpourri, a little mix of all sorts of different things. That's swing, jazz, early jazz. Oh, Cuban, Western swing, and Hawaiian. And starting off your Canada Day long weekend with some fine, fine old tunes. Yeah, Canada Day weekend. I hope you got your red and white umbrella. I'll have the weather at 9:45. But between then and now, here's hoping summer is soon to be arriving, not just by rumor. And is this going to be my lucky summer? Tommy Dorsey's Clam Bake 7.
Thank you.
gonna be my lucky summer? Will I find someone to love? Will I get half a chance at a summer romance? Some summer night when stars can light away from above, will I have to spend another summer without the one I'm dreaming of? Is this gonna be my lucky summer? Will I find someone to love? We'll be right back.
through the blue lagoon. scented breeze through the coconut trees
in the calm of a tropic moon.
In the calm of a tropic moon.
There's a little Ray Kinney for you. And before that was Andy Kirk with a mellow bit of rhythm, and Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with the Texas Playboy Rag, and Tommy Dorsey's Clambake 7 with Edith Wright on vocals. That's Is This Going to Be My Lucky Summer? 604-822-2487 are the digits. 604-822-2487. If there's something you want to hear, give me a ring. Love to hear from you. Little Earl Hines for you, the GT Stomp.
Kisses like wine, she saves them all for me. She she's not like her cousin. She's one in a dozen. Fanny ruined Annie's popularity. She always stays at home and she answers the bell. She tells all the others to go to. Well, now you see why I go for Annie's cousin Fanny.
Annie changed her address, took her name off the door. I don't know why she didn't do that before. She gathered up her coat and took her hat off the shelf. Now I can have my Fanny all of myself.
I like my Fanny, I go for Fanny, Annie's cousin Fanny is the gal for me.
A gentleman with a top hat asked Annie for a date. He said, I'll bring a friend for Fanny, meet us at 8. They drove out in the woods where they could be alone, and Annie's cousin Fanny is still walking home.
I like my Fanny, I go for Fanny, Annie's cousin Fanny is the gal for me.
Annie and Fanny were friends long ago, and everywhere that Annie went, Fanny would go. But Annie's boyfriend, Harvey, said, give us a break. They tried to shake Fanny, but Fanny wouldn't shake.
Oh, they couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, she'd go too. They couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, what to do?
Well, here's the thing that Fanny did, we'll give you a laugh. Fanny built a house, but it didn't have a bath. So Annie called around one day, and she said to Fanny, that's a very funny house, my dear, it's so uncanny.
I like for Fanny, I go for Fanny,
Annie's cousin Fanny is a sweetie of mine. She stays at home and waits for me all the time. You may know some girls named Annie that are divine, but you never saw a Fanny half as pretty as mine.
Annie's cousin Fanny is a sweetie of mine.
Hi, this is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
Oi, oi. It's Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and that was Josephine Baker with Si J'étais Blanche. Before that was the Gotham Stompers, and yes, that was Cootie Williams behind that sexy growling trumpet. And Alabama Home, that was the Gotham Stompers, a small group that was put together by Duke Ellington in the 30s. Before that was Doc Doherty and his orchestra with Nighty in the Shade, the Dorsey Brothers with Annie's Cousin Fanny, and Earl Hines started the set off with the GT Stomp. You can call me here at the station if you have any requests, any questions, 604-822-2487. Love to hear from my listeners, 604-822-2487. And, we got a little Charlie Barnett. Actually, we got a little fast set. Yes, yes, the fast stuff. The Peabody's, the fast up-tempo swing tunes. I used to dance to some of these. You know, I used to be a really fast dancer, but I just don't dance anymore. I'm lazy. Yeah, yeah. Well, listen to this. You know, it's fast. Thank you. Count Basie jumping at the Woodside. Benny Goodman before that, the Bugle Call Rag. Artie Shaw with Traffic Jam. Jimmy Lunsford, Jazznocracy. And Charlie Barnett, The Last Jump, The Jump to End All Jumps. And that was a jumping little set there, a little up-tempo swing. Yes, the kids used to dance to that, and it must have been quite a sight. Well, actually, one of my favorite clips, I believe it's from one of the Harvest Moon Ball. The Harvest Moon Ball was a huge dance competition of regional champions from all over America of different dance styles. It wasn't just Jitterbug. There was the Latin dancers were represented, the folk dancers were represented. It was this huge ball that ran until, I believe, the late 1950s. And there's a one shot, the cameraman got a shot of all the kids sitting at, beside the dance floor, and all you can see are these pant legs, and you can see the platforms and stripy socks. Actually, that was one of the fashion statements that the kids in the 1930s and 40s used to adopt, was stripy socks. And you can see all these toes just going with the rhythm. Well, 232 beats a minute is what that jumping at the Woodside clock's in at. And my white bucks are usually bouncing to that one as well. And, so, it's time for the weather. According to Environment Canada, and the five-day forecast from this evening has a low of 12 with, as you can see, showers. Tomorrow is a high of 20 and a percentage chance of precipitation sitting at 40%. A chance of showers, and that's a low of 12 tomorrow, a high of 20, and Sunday's got a high of 17 and a low of 14 with a chance of showers, and that's sitting at 60%, so, 40%, 40% for Sunday, so, and take your red and white umbrella, and Monday's a high of 19, low of 14, and a 60% chance of showers, and Tuesday is a mix of sun and cloud. And, what a Canada Day. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about the weather? You might as well just smile. Like Lee Moore says, let a smile be your umbrella.
A happy little bluebird. I was just as blue as I could be. In a little while, I began to smile when he sang this merry song to me. Just let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. And if your sweetie cries, just tell her that a smile will always pay. Whenever skies are gray, don't worry or fret. A smile will bring the sunshine and you'll never get wet. So let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. As I listened to that happy bluebird, I soon learned his smart philosophy. On my windowsill, he began to trill. This is what he had to say to me. Just let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy day. Just pucker up your lips and yell a great big hip, hip, hip hooray. Grab all your cares and pull them right out by the roots. Just wear a smile and throw away your old rubber boots. Don't let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. Let your friends see you wear that frown, 'cause one by one they'll walk away and all turn you down. So let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day.
Oh. Now, you do something.
Well, what shall I do?
Tell us a story.
Yes, tell us a story. A true story.
A love story.
Well, once there was a princess.
Was the princess you?
And she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy. Anyone could see that the prince was charming. The only one for me.
Was he strong and handsome?
Was he big and tall?
There's nobody like him. Anywhere at all.
Did he say he loved you?
Did he steal a kiss?
He was so romantic, I could not resist.
Underneath it all, you're a maid, and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me. If the nightingale could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. You brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through. You brought a new kind of love to me. Oh, I know that you're the queen and I'm the slave, and yet you will understand that underneath it all, you're a maid and I'm only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me.
Ah, this meeting brings back memories. Childhood days, lemonade, romance. My life was wrapped around a circus. Her name was Lydia. I met her at the World's Fair in 1900, marked down from 1940. Ah, Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun.
Thais! Dubarry!
Gabo!
Rolled in
to one. Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you step up and tell her where. For a dime, you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. Start relaxing. Up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. For 2 bits she will do a mazurka in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. Here is Grover Whalen unveiling the Trilon. Over on the West Coast we have Treasure Island. Here's Nijinsky doing the rumba. Here's her social security number. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
They said Lydia.
We said Lydia.
La, la.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as he handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause, baby, look at you now. Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on the family tree?
I've never taken it up with her.
Does your dad appreciate that you are merely super great? The miracle of any century.
He hasn't mentioned it.
If they don't, just send them both to me. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as he handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause, baby, look at you now.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Ain't that the truth? That was Dick Powell, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, and before that, what did I play? Oh, it was Lydia the Tattooed Lady, that was Groucho Marx, and that's from their film At the Circus. Before that was Snow White, or Adriana Caselotti from Snow White, and Someday My Prince Will Come, and Lee Morse, Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella. Yes, and we're wrapping up the Jazz Festival, the Coastal Jazz and Blues Festival wraps up this weekend, and I have several recommendations for you. Definitely catch this very talented and beautiful young woman, Bria Skonberg, and she has her band at the Ron Basford Park, Granville Island, at 5 p.m. on the 1st, that's July the 1st, that's Sunday, at 5 p.m., Bria's Hot Five, and she's a fabulous trumpet player and some very cool vocals, and definitely catch that. There's also, tomorrow night is the Dal Richards Orchestra. Dal Richards, the hardest-working musician in Vancouver, will be playing tomorrow. That's June 30th at the David Lamb Park Stage Roundhouse at 12 noon. And I want you to go see Van Django. Van Django will be playing, and I'm just going to call it up here. Just check it out on the website, which is what I'm doing, and it's just a little slow. It's really giving me a hard time here. July 1st at 2:30 p.m., and that's at the Granville Island Stage. That's Ron Bashford Park Granville Island Stage at 2:30 p.m. on July 1st. So see you, Bria, at 5, Van Django at 2:30. Well, 2:30 is Van Django. Go down there and go do some shopping and listen to the music. And at 2:30 is Van Django. At 5 p.m. is Bria Skonberg. And tomorrow at the David Lamb Stage at the Roundhouse, it is Dal Richards, the hardest working musician in Vancouver. I believe he's, 82 years old, and he works just about every other day. I swear to God, it's something else. And that's it. That's what's going on. 604-822-2487 is the number. 604-822-2487. And we've got Nat King Cole, a wonderful Nat King Cole, who was an extremely talented jazz pianist. And, you know, I'm going to play some back-to-back Nat King Cole, because not too many, you don't get to hear Nat play piano very often, but he was awesome. And, well, it was part of the whole, marketing of him, I suppose. When the era of the big bands was winding down in the 1940s, and Nat King Cole first really started his recording career in earnest at Capitol Records in Los Angeles in 1943. And, starting in the 1940s and certainly in the 1950s, when he was a huge, huge, huge success, they got him away from the piano and they wanted him just singing because, well, that's what vocalists do. Anyway, we can always pour back through the old recordings and hear the genius of Nat King Cole's piano playing. So let's just do one of his early big hits, and then we'll do Straighten Up and Fly Right and Jumpin' at the Capitol, Nat King Cole Trio, 1943.
Took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Thank you.
right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
They passed a law down in Washington, D.C. Yankee Doodle's going to town, and they want young fellas like me in a goldfish bowl, new and shiny. They went eeny, meeny, miny, and cried, hey, young cop, get up and up.
Get up,
your mind. What? Give it to get for sale, get for sale, get for sale. Shut up. Give it to go and get yourself, get for sale. Kiss your please. Sell up the plane, say the peel potatoes. Get that deal to the people, say. Give it to go and get yourself. Here, look at your game.
Hey, you did it.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. And neither doctor, lawyer, nor Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean. There's a lot of little birds in the blue. And neither fish nor fowl, says a wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true. That you're the chick with the slickest tricks, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you. Follow through. Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true.
You like I do.
And confidentially, I confess.
got charms. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A. Oh, I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
Faites-vous encore à sommeiller? invite. Coucou, mon cœur vous invite. Coucou, il faut nous aimer.
That was Slim and Slam, Vol Ist Du Gaily Star. Django Reinhardt before that, Cuckoo. Eddie Lang, Feeling My Way. Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, I'm Young and Healthy. Betty Hutton, Dr. Lawyer, Indian Chief. And Danny Kaye from Up in Arms. Danny Kaye by request. I'll try to get some more Danny Kaye going on. Anyway, Jason's about to hop into the chair and shake a tail feather. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, and music lovers everywhere, be good to yourselves and to each other, have fun, and may all the good luck be yours. Until next week, then, so long.